They would like to redo him, sign him to an extension as well. Now, I asked a source, can they possibly re-sign both players to an extension this offseason? And they can, and they'd also like to sign Golden Tate, their star receiver. He's an unrestricted free agent. And Michael Bennett, their pass rusher, who came to them on a bargain basement deal this offseason, he is another one of their top priorities. So how, Amber, will they possibly fit all of this into the salary cap? They're going to have to make some very hard moves, one of them involving Sidney Rice, the receiver. I'm told it is likely that they will release him facing a big cap number. And then tight end Zach Miller will also be asked to either reduce his salary or possibly face being cut, Amber.
Some big decisions to be made. Also, you have to imagine Russell Wilson will be in the mix eventually. This is a guy getting third-round money that just won the Super Bowl. So that will come into question in the near future. All right, thanks so much, Ian.
All right, so the Seahawks clearly have some tough decisions to make in the next two off seasons. One of the youngest teams in football, they're primed to have a great run. They could be the next dynasty in the NFL, but they're not going to be able to keep everybody.
Right.
All right, you have Earl Thomas, you have Richard Sherman, two all-pro players, all-pro minds. These guys are great out there. But who's the most important guy that you have to have on this football team to make sure you keep winning, Heath?
Oh, well, I mean... He's not a free agent. You're talking about the free agent class that's coming up this year?
A lot of those guys have 1 year left, so you want to sign it before they get to that free agent year.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, honestly, how do you pick? I mean, you've got three guys in that back end that or you could argue that they're the best at their position. Free safety, arguably. Bottom line, Earl Thomas, best. Strong safety, Cam Chancellor, after the other night's performance, the best. Richard Sherman, the best. So, I don't know. I would say this year's class, give me Michael Bennett. I think he's a guy that they might let walk, but ultimately the way they can move him around on the defensive front, I wouldn't want to lose it.
I'm not concerned at all. And the reason I say that is because what they do is they draft personnel and they empower guys to play up. Sherman, seventh round pick or sixth round pick. Yeah. All these guys, low round picks, and then they look like trained, you know, great players out there.
Right.
So I think they know that if we lose one here, you know, I think Thomas is going to be the priority.
Right.
I do believe that.
I would agree.
And Sherman, because Sherman's dollar at corner could be too high for them to take. But at the same time, I just watch what they do, the guys they draft. And I think the thing nobody talks about, too, is that Pete Carroll's experience, because he recruited these guys out of high school. So he's got a familiarity with these guys that a lot of NFL teams don't have.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Richard Sherman, only because now he has the quarterback's head spinning right now. Everybody he plays, they don't want to throw to his side. So you can almost say he's taking away a third of the field right now. I think that's very important for the rest of the defense to be able to focus on everything else. But to your point, you know, Pete Carroll has always been a guy that talked about competing. And we all know, guys, when you step on that football field, especially in training camp, the competition is not that far apart. There's a lot of good talent in the National Football League that get cut because of different reasons. So Pete Carroll, he's shown that he has a knack to find a guy that may have been an unrestricted free agent or a late-round draft pick that can probably take the place of some of these guys.
11 starters on that team, by the way, picked after the fourth round or undrafted free agents. So they certainly know how to fight them.